Final on-field work for the Jags this week. The Lions are coming to Everbank Field Friday night in preseason week 3. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. J.P. Shattuck with you. It's week 3 of the preseason. The dress rehearsal game is here. The Jaguars and Lions coming up Friday night at Everbank Field. The final on-field work today for the Jags, a walkthrough at least ahead of that game Friday. And as is tradition, the starters will go a little deeper into this game, probably the whole first half, and ideally, Gus Bradley wants them to come out of the halftime locker room for a bit of time in the third quarter. And at running back, it's a first chance to see rookie T.J. Yeldon this week, and Toby Gerhart will not play. He has a lower abdominal strain. Also, safety James Sample, the rookie out of Louisville, is a game-time decision coming off his broken arm. Plenty of talk around the league this week about the length of the preseason. Playing time versus health is always a battle for coaches, but for coaches and personnel people, the preseason is vital for roster purposes.
I think you're going to find it hard for any coach or GM to say that they don't appreciate the 4 games just because you get a chance to evaluate. And with every team, you know, when you have free agents and you get guys, so many guys make the team and help you out that if there's, you know, 2 games, you might not be able to have a chance to look at. I think a classic, but Tony Romo, wasn't he a free agent? Came in, got extra reps. Next thing you know, he's in the league and done very well. So there's stories like that that take place, I think, that drives coaches and GMs to say, we'll take as many games as we can to evaluate these guys.
Of course, part of that conversation are some high-profile injuries around the league this preseason. But for senior correspondent Brian Sexton, that's just part of the game.
There's been a lot of hand-wringing this week after a couple of high-profile injuries during last weekend's preseason games. I don't feel bad for Jordy Nelson or Marcus Pouncey. They're highly compensated for the risks they take. I don't feel bad for the Packers or Steelers. Did you hear anybody outside of Jacksonville express regret for the Jags when Dante Fowler went down in May? You did not, and no one inside Everbank Field expected it. It's football. Injuries happen. Fowler, too, by the way, was highly compensated and fully guaranteed. Now, I sincerely hope no one gets injured on Friday when the Jaguars host the Lions. But I also hope Gus Bradley plays it straight and gets his guys the time on the field they need without worrying about injuries. We've already seen the offseason and training camp watered down. The game demands practice. And these games are part of the preparation for what is a long season. I talked to a number of players this week, and to a man, they understand the need to play in order to perform at their best. It's how they get paid. All of them told me they don't worry about injuries. They know they're bound to happen in the game. But they can't function if they're paralyzed by the fear of what might happen. The NFL is a next-man-up league. It's always been that way. Friday's game against the Lions helps the Jaguars get ready for opening day and find those guys who will need to be ready when the inevitable injuries happen this season.
Thank you, Brian. The Jaguars welcome the Lions Friday night at 8 o'clock, and that's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.